Welcome to the Elixir Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We are diving into 10 Dynasty trades for your Thursday. Auden Tate in the third for Geno Smith. That's interesting, you know, figuring out a way to address the quarterback position. I don't hate it. I think Geno Smith could outperform his expectation this year. And honestly, if you're trying to figure out a solution at quarterback, like, you're not paying anything to do that. So I think that's a good approach to it. Romeo Doubs and a fourth for Rashad White. I like this deal a lot as a consolidation up piece. You're taking a 5-10% base rates play we'll call it another 5-10 base rates percent base rates play, and you're dumping it into a second day running back. That's a really, really good process, both the receiver and the pick. Again, do you take Doubs to be maybe higher than you would, as he was entering the league, right? Have you adjusted his base rate up? Sure. But I still think the much more significant bet is the Rashad White one. So definitely taking him there. Another one here is Jameson Crowder and a 2023 first and second for Stephon Diggs. I've seen this cost bandied around a little bit for these guys. Assuming that's a contending piece, if that's a contending first, if you're pretty confident you're going to make the playoffs, that's a later first, right? That's a pick you generally think outside of the top 50 or so, right? Like, again, maybe it's in a better class, maybe it's a little bit higher than that, but back half first, like, 106, we'll say, is right around 50, right? Between 50 and 60 range. And then you sort of take that out and you say, okay, we're getting into the seventh, sixth, seventh, eighth rounds. If you're going for a playoff first, Diggs should beat that next year, right? Again, the one aspect of this that gives me some pause, again, this is a rich team problem. So you damn well better be contending, and you better not have weaknesses at quarterback, tight end, right? That's how I sort of view this one. So if you're going to make this deal, I don't mind the price you pay. I matter the process you take to get to the price. So, you better have fixed running backs, or you better have fixed tight ends and tight end premium and quarterbacks in super flex or 2QB before you make a deal like this. All right, next up is Alexander Mattison for a 2023 third. I like the price, and I think that's fine. He should go for a second. He is worth a second. He's probably not getting traded for a second, but that's kind of the way I view him. Honestly, like, I think there's live outs on him for next year, which I wasn't so sure about coming into this week, but there's, some positive news that he is, has some market out there. He didn't get traded, but that there's some potential for him to be, sought after in the marketplace. And so I think there's a chance that he gets at least a James Conner type role from last year heading into next year. And that's pretty good, right? So that probably means he's not going to necessarily go down in valuation, and he's got outs. Heck, he's got outs to be Minnesota's guy next year. I don't think that's going to happen, but it wouldn't be impossible that they move on from Dalvin Cook and can keep Madison at a cheaper price. So we'll be watching that. The next one up is Damian Pierce, Tyler Conklin, and a second, and that's for Miles Sanders and David Joku. 2 PPR, I think this one misses the mark on a sale of Damian Pierce. You're giving up Damian Pierce in a second, and you're getting right a mid-range 2 tight end and a running back that I think has very little value, and actually its backup might be more useful than he is. It gives me a bit of pause. So I think this misses the mark on the sale. Again, how have you turned Damian Pierce, when you're thinking about selling high, how have you turned Damian Pierce into a better asset? And I don't see how you did it with this. I can sell CN for a need at tight end, but again, you're selling a second as well. I mean, Pierce for Joku should get it done, was sort of my thought there. So, or shop around, right? This is a classic case where this doesn't seem like it was shopped very well. So that would sort of be my thought, or panic selling for that matter. A second in 2023 for Isaiah Likely. That's a great cash out. That's an excellent cash out. You get a liquid pick. It's 1.5 PPR. That can address a potential need at tight end later on. And you don't need likely to do it, right? It gives you a whole range of options, right? You've cashed out for a profit. You made it liquid. I do think it's a usable piece too, to address any sort of need you would have at tight end, or you can address it at other positions. I think that's a good pivot point there. So that's a good one. Brady and Debo for Burrow, Tyler Huntley, Robbie Anderson, and Tyler Lockett. I think this one is, you know, this one is to me, if you inserted almost any other name, I'd feel better about it, I think, than Burrow. I think the answer here is Burrow. Because you're taking Brady, and again, I like Debo Samuel. I think he's pretty good. You can recreate Debo Samuel. I'm not saying that Robbie Anderson did it. I'm not saying Lockett did it. But in a year from now, right, if you're talking Debo Samuel versus Burrow, Burrow and Brady are close enough this year that, you know, we'll right, I don't think it's a super big difference. And at least the market doesn't. Maybe I think it might be a little bit bigger. But, you know, and then so then you're really looking like going forward, is it Debo or is it Burrow? And I just think like you definitely want Burrow, right? Like Debo has to be essentially Justin Jefferson for this to be a close deal in terms of looking at it through that lens. So give me Burrow here and, you know, I can figure out the loss from Debo. I like the Debo Brady pivot. It's interesting because I wonder why, like, I'd be curious to see what the what Burrow, Huntley, Anderson, and Lockett, like what that the nexus of that deal was, right? I was just curious about why those guys in that range. But yeah, I mean, I generally like the construct. Again, maybe I would nitpick a little bit with those guys. Is Robbie Anderson, is that, you know, Matt Breida or something like that, right? Like sort of optimize the deal for your roster construction, launder wide receivers. But yeah, I think that's a pretty good deal. Next one up here is Baker and Juju Smith-Schuster for Nyheim Hines, Rashad Bateman, and a second. My instant reaction to this was, all right, you're getting Baker. So you're getting a quarterback. You're not giving one. So already I'm sort of leaning in that direction. I think Baker can be good. I wouldn't make a substantial bet on that, but I think he could be a quarterback too, right? If you told me he finishes quarterback 15 this year, not surprising. If you told me he finished quarterback 11 this year, it wouldn't be stunning, right? It would be a good reversal of his career, but you know, we've seen him be good and we've seen him be bad, right? We've seen him be sort of high variance. And this is the type of deal that I don't think is making you pay that much for it. You know, Bateman's more expensive than Juju, but that's in a range of the wide receiver position where I don't think you sort of treat that super harsh in terms of, you know, the value, right? You don't, it's not a big difference, right? You know, the difference between them isn't terribly big. And so you say, okay, like I can sort of have a little bit of leeway there. And then basically, you know, let's just call that even for a second. And Juju, you know, frankly, as a multiple hit guy going cheaper than Bateman, right? He's still probably about paces him in terms of expectations. So let's just set those guys aside for a second. Then you say, all right, a second Nyheim Hines for Baker. It's a really good way to get a quarterback. So again, is there some different ways you could maybe go about this? Like, yeah, like you might be able to nitpick a little bit, but I like the construct of this deal. I think it's a good way to get a quarterback if you need one. So, so that's another one there for you there. Brissett in a 2023 first for Cousins. Give me Cousins. I like that deal. This is one where, again, this isn't a top 30 asset, but it's at a quarterback. So that rule is a little bit different. You know, so it's a little bit expanded when you're talking about quarterbacks. And this one really, I think, can move the needle for you. So, again, if you need quarterback, I wouldn't do this to make Cousins my quarterback 3. That's not how to address quarterback 3. But if I need him to address quarterback 2, again, if maybe this is a Watson team. Is this a Watson team and you're like, all right, I have Brissett and a first, I'll give it for Cousins. Right, like that's fine. I'm fine with doing that. But make sure if you're doing a deal like this that Cousins is actually solving a problem for you because you're tying up a liquid asset. All right, next one up here is Tyreek Hill for T. Higgins in a 2023 second. My first reaction to this one was actually that when I first read this, I was like, man, I'm surprised that Higgins is actually cheaper than Hill was like my instant reaction. And then of course I go over to the database and it's Higgins at 309 and Hill at 502. And I was like, huh. I was like, that's interesting. Like, I was surprised by that. Hill has fallen pretty, you know, a good, he's fallen what, maybe 10 spots here in the last year. Where Higgins is up there right in the top eight. So I love this deal. This is a great deal. Someone really got caught, I think, out of position thinking about this deal. Last one here, I found a little two tight end league here. So actually two tight ends starting Dawson Knox for a 2024 first. So that's kind of your valuation there. So far down the line, like, I hate sort of going that far out into the future because it's so unpredictable. But assuming like this is a contending team, like in the format, like that's kind of what you need to pay to fix the tight end position. I'd probably try for other guys sort of in the range. Like, again, can that get me Goddard? Maybe not, but I would try all of that. And again, if this is kind of the least you can get, I understand that. I'd be hesitant to sort of go that far out with it because it's uncontrolled. It can be turned bad on you quickly. That would sort of be my concern with going with that deal. So, it's the right price. It's the price you have to pay. Again, Chad and I have a two tight end league that we're just destitute at tight end. We just can't catch up. And like, this is kind of what you're forced into doing when you're in that situation. So don't, as a final word in sort of any tight end premium leagues, don't get caught that far out of position. All right. So that'll do it for this edition here. Your Thursday trades. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.